Welcome back. Welcome back to Political Talk with KD. You guys, we have a lot to get into today. This episode is going to be funny, but if you have an Instagram, I need you to head there right now. Hey, coworker. And I need you to type in my name. That's KDEEPOLITICALTALK. Talk. And I need you to follow me, okay? That's the first instructions of this video. As you see on here, like, we post most of our content on here of what's going to be posted if we can't post on YouTube. But we are streaming all platforms now, so I'm excited, you guys, but let's get into it. So on my Instagram stories, you guys, we have a time. We have a time. Like, when I say, like, it is funny, it is funny. Like, the stories are sporadic. I just want most of my followers' thoughts, and it has been a success so far. So today we're going to talk about it. Now, disclaimer real quick. I'm going to just throw it out there real fast. My stories are pretty explicit. They're not just over the top, but we talk. We talk on my Instagram stories, you guys. So I'm just I'm ready to share you guys what we talked about, and let's get started. So I wake up to this text. I got a story for you and you want to run it. So you know me, you guys. I'm going to step always. Anytime that anybody got a story, I'm going to talk about it. Not to be spiteful, not to be mean, not to, you know, whatever people were trying to say that I'm trying to steer to the left. I don't know. All that terminology has nothing to do with me. Anyways, let's go back. All right, so let's get to it. In no way, and I know you guys are going to get mad, can I give the source who gave this to me, because that's breaking the confidentiality of Political Talk with KD, and we do not do that here. But guys, you know that this is a valuable source who found the information. So as we were finding information on this source that we got about this tea on our talk for Instagram, I ran across this. So Will Z. Tidwell posted, Arkansas woman quit six-figure job to create one of the largest black nonprofits serving thousands of at-risk youth. Now, you guys, I can say from my standing, she does serve a lot of at-risk youth, and I always give tops their props. They are a great nonprofit in Pine Bluff, and it's not many sources that are limited in Pine Bluff. This is a really important nonprofit in the city of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So I always, her name is Annette Dove. She's the program manager. She, in my eyes, has always been for the community and has always advocated for the kids in my eyes. But sadly, you guys, I hate to say it, but we got some bad political tea, and we're going to address it today in Political Talk with KD. So buckle up and get ready, because we're going to talk about it. The post says it's forever tops and the corrupt woman were running it. So when I seen this post, you guys, I really did not know how to feel, because I've always, like I said, thought this was a great organization. So why could somebody possibly post something like this? But hold up. Y'all thought y'all was slick. Let's rewind. Because I need you to hit that subscribe button right now. And I need you to hit that like button right now, because we're on YouTube now. And if you're listening from Anchor, I need you to comment or something. Yeah, I know there's an interactive part on it. So I need you to comment on that right now. And if you're listening from podcast, just share my link, please. Thank you. All right. So the post says, one, it was a poor management practices. Two, taking advantage of the system and the people in the community. And I'm appalled, you guys, because I've never heard of some of these allegations. It also says that Tops is ignoring child abuse allegation, allowing someone with the claim of child sexual abuse against them continue to work here. The list goes on, but UAPB students continue to work with her and act like she's a stand-up citizen. But according to our story replies, Annette Dove is not a stand-up citizen. And honestly, I wouldn't even say that it's Annette Dove. It's just her program and whatever she's got going on. She has to take hold of leadership. So we're going to go over what our story replies were. So when I posted this page, I had to put a little disclaimer on there that this is not my post. It was only sent to Political Talk with KD. So most of these replies came from people, but this post that I had made the whole thing about, that was sent to me, you guys. Like I said, you've seen the text message, so you know I'm not just making this up, but basically, here goes the first story. So she has never been known as any of these things at this point. You spreading lies, unnecessary lies. Now, which y'all know that I'm not just on here to be telling lies. Like, what, how is that helping Arkansas? At this point, if somebody sends it to me and I'll investigate it, if it's a little true to it, then I'm gonna speak on it. So if you don't like it, I don't know, get your own podcast and go make some beats or something. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm speaking what I want to talk about on a platform. So, next. All right, I hope these claims are a joke. Now, I ain't gonna lie. When I first seen the thing, I thought my friend was playing, but she's not. I'm glad someone is finally talking about it. The truth needs to be heard. Now, when I seen that reply, I was like, okay, that's from somebody that's in Pine Bluff that I know of, and she's saying it. So this really is true. Like, I just wanted to hear what people in Pine Bluff, Arkansas thought about TOPS organization. So some of these allegations that we read prior in the beginning of this video, it gotta be some type of truth to it. Because like, when I say y'all, these responses were like fast, but it's just a lot, and it gotta be some type of truth to it, whether we wanna talk about it or not. But next, let's also talk about how she makes members of her community pay to rent. So I got a little background information on it, and I had asked her like what do you mean. So she says that on the weekends, Annette Dove rents out the building for like a bunch of money. So the building, she only pays rent for $1. So she's able to do that through government funding. So she's making profit off of renting out her building on the weekends. And I do know that people do use her buildings as a venue. So yeah, next. A building she gets for $50 a year, but is charging folks hundreds. Yeah, so that goes again with the allegation of what we had got from the person who had responded. They said that her rent was $1, not $50. I'm just shocked on how is she able. Is this legal, you guys, listeners? Like, I'm gonna read some of the other comments because they had, you know, but we'll revisit that later. But I want to know, is this legal? Like, because this is a good source for Pine Bluff and we need it. But next, what about the predator she has working for her? Now this one, oh my god. Okay, so I have heard this in undergrad, that a predators work up there and they be liking the kids, but I never thought that that was real. So for this girl to comment and say that, it shows that there has to be some truth to it. And my question is, does the predator still work there? That's what I had asked the person who had commented. They later responded, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. But this, like I said, this organization is a resourceful for Pine Bluff, for our youth. Haven't heard any of these allegations, but please leave UAPB out of the rant. So basically, the person who commented on this, I know you are a listener also. So the reason why UAPB is involved in this, because Ms. Dove has interns that works there. So they're saying that she has some workers there that likes the kids. So they go to UAPB. So they need to be involved in this story. So UAPB is going to be in the rant today. Sorry about it. That's why I put those laughing emojis, because it's funny. Like I said, y'all need to go get y'all own podcast or something, because I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. But excuse me, not $50 a year. Her rent is $1 a month. Yes, she's charging hundreds to rent. And this was the second source, but I guess she had went back to check her source. So it's only $1. She only paying $1 to rent the building, government provided, and she's renting it out to make profit on the weekends. I've also heard that all of her kids work there. They quit their full-time jobs to work there. And I don't know. Like, this, it's like we just in a, a different time zone. But some of these things are true, but I love Mama Dove. So, y'all seen how they put the dove right there at the end. So, her name is Annette Dove, but I know a lot of people call her Mama Dove. And I feel like that this was a sick statement because there is sexual allegations involved with the youth. And you saying some of these things are truth, but it's okay because I love her. I'm glad I'm not trusting you with my child's life. Because what? And I just like, and it makes me, when y'all comment, I know, I see you, right? I see your comment. But anyways, she came back to say that yes, that he or she has been working there. She said he has been working there since 2018. That's the predator. So I gave you guys the information. This is Top's headquarters. You can call them at 870-850-6011 and report about a sexual predator that may still be working there, allegedly. This is sad. I know a lot of kids who go there who really enjoy that program because there's nothing else to do in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So, that's a lot, y'all. Somebody did come in and say this. She fired me for smelling like weed, so I believe all that. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, hey, bud, you needed to be fired. I'm sorry that you think you didn't, sir, but you did. Like, you can't be happy. You can't come around the kids smelling like weed. I'm sorry. Like, that's not helping them in no way. I'm just sorry. It's not helping them in no way. But I hope you found another job out there. I hope you listen to this story, man. All right, let's go to the next one. Where's the next one at? Okay. So this one was really sentimental to me, you guys, and I'm not even going to read it because this is a real situation. And I feel like if she was talking about what I think she was, that's big because she's a young person and I think she stays in Pine Bluff and we can't tell her story. Only she can. So if you're listening to this, know that somebody cares. And that's why I'm making this podcast, because I don't want that to happen to anybody else or anybody else's child. This is a form of speaking out. Okay? Let's go on to the next one. Six figures to nonprofit. I said the same thing, though. Like, you left a six-figure job to have your nonprofit. Now, I get that there can be passion within the youth in Arkansas, and I understand, but that does raise a little speculation. So, Annette Dove, give it up. If you hear this, because I know y'all be listening in Pine Bluff, y'all listeners come through when I talk about Pine Bluff, but I need you to get it together for real, because I know you could do better than that. Somebody also... Now... This one was funny when they said, let's talk about how she underpays her workers. Now, this is embarrassing because I still wanted the job. I knew that they paid low, but I was an undergrad student. I needed the money. I was hungry. I needed that money, so I was going to step. I promise you I was going to step for that money. It was just... In reality, though, when you really think back on it, like, she's finessing students for labor. And these students are really coming up there doing community projects and doing a great job doing these community projects. So somebody also said, y'all do realize that there are many nonprofits making profit. Boy Scouts, Goodwill, etc. So my thing is, does that make it okay? Like, were you trying to say, like, something smart? Because... that means that it needs to be talked about because it's going to continue to happen. That's why we're talking about. So do you not realize that that's a problem? That's what you need to ask yourself. Maybe nonprofits making money off of improving the community isn't a bad thing. All right, so let's go to the next one. Worked with her before. She definitely put up a front fake image for the public. Now... I actually did a toy drive with her, you guys. She actually wanted me to be in the public eye, and that's not why I do things. I didn't show up on purpose to be on the news because I just wanted to deliver the toys, but she did try to push me to do that. But I believe, to wrap all this up,
I encourage you guys to call TOPS organization to, again, ask if someone is working there who could potentially hurt the children. I believe the TOPS organization, I will say this 1,000 times, is the best resource for our youth in Palm Bluff, Arkansas right now. It's one of the few limited resources that we have for our kids, and we should keep that, Miss Annette Dove, just in case you are listening. But I hope you guys enjoyed Political Talk with KD today. Make sure you guys tune in. If you didn't catch this episode on Anchor, you will catch it on YouTube. Also, you guys, quick disclaimer, YouTube takes a long time to upload, you guys, but it will upload.